podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello and welcome to the Trample Bet podcast for the weekend of Saturday, November 27th, 2021. I am your host, Andy Vaughan, and with me, as always, is Gordo.
Hello!
And once again this week, Connor Mack. Hey, Connor.
How you doing, guys? All right?
Yeah, very well, thanks. Didn't ask Gordon how he was doing, because he's been a dick. Fresh off a good weekend, and he's reveling in it. Fair enough. Yeah. More than deserved. We'll run through the picks from last week's show before moving on after the break to the picks from this week's show. And as I say, a good weekend for Gordon. Mine started all right. My banker from last weekend in Mönchengladbach at home to a terrible Firth team worked out quite well with a 4-0 win. So odds of 2-7, and it was 3-0 at halftime. It just cruised home.
Yeah, that was the Firth one, which was so pleasant about it, was that like it wasn't even like the last couple of weeks where Firth have been like, oh, it's a one goal lead. They just went out and were like, nah, we're not fucking about with that. Like, let's go 3-0 up at halftime. And at that point afterwards, did you watch any of it? I'd meant to say as well.
I did. I was getting the alerts though, and when the Firth goal went in, it was great.
Yeah, I thought about watching it. I was going to pull some socks instead.
Yeah,
see what I did there? The Firth goal.
I like it a lot.
4-0 Mönchengladbach, I'll take that. I desperately needed something. Has been horrendous.
I was going to say, it was like, well, obviously it's been quite a torrid run for you as it starts off. But I went for some proper shitebag John Walker odds in mine. And I had Perth Glory and Adelaide United to be over 1.5 goals. It was over 1.5 goals in the 40th minute. That's really all you need. And it actually went to over 2.5 at one point, and then they got VAR'd off, and there was 6 minutes of time while it was like 2-1. And they almost restarted play, and like the referee got a beep from clearly someone in a fucking back room somewhere and was like, yeah, boys, might want to chop that off. They only need that 1.5 gold line. So it was pleasant for me there. And it was on a corner around off the banker treble.
And I unfortunately let the banker treble down this week. I had Bournemouth at 4-5 on the Sunday away to Derby. Started off pretty badly. They went 1-0 down in the first 10 minutes and then led 2-1 at half time, did Bournemouth. And I thought, well, this is pretty easy. And then proceeded to score, to concede 2 Tom Lawrence goals inside 10 minutes and lost 3-2. And I'll be avoiding Derby for the rest of the season now. Yeah. I think after this points administration and relegation, I just don't think they give two shits now, and they're just going to beat anyone.
Fair. Unlucky. First banker lost, though. They're never easy. I had one last week. It was not pleasant. But two out of three ain't bad. On to the value picks. I was on the losing end of mine. Wolves versus West Ham. A pick that all of us wanted. We all wanted to take West Ham last week. And I think getting in first, I was quite happy that it was my pick for the show. And they went and lost 1-0 to Wolves. So you cannot win them all.
All fired off as well. Made another one.
Yeah. The first goal as well, it would have been the opening goal of the game for West Ham to take the lead, was barred off. So I think I still like the pick. I don't know if it was this weekend, I'd probably still back West Ham. Just didn't happen on the day.
Yeah, didn't do it. I was more fortunate than that. I had Brescia versus Venezia. This was a 3-2 win for Brescia in this spot. They conspired to throw away leads, pick up leads, throw away leads, but I was actually somewhere where I didn't have phone signal, so I found out 4.5 hours later Brescia had won this game, which is nice to get that stuff. So my value came in at, I think it was 23-20, it kicked off that.
And my value didn't come in. I was in League Two, and I had Port Vale, who were playing second bottom Oldham. Port Vale went 1-0 up, they then went 2-1 up, and then conceded twice in the last 10 minutes. There's a theme to my weekend here, isn't there? Big theme. And lost 3-2 to second bottom Oldham for Oldham's first win in 8. 23-20 that was as well.
I play a pick a winner tournament every single year. When you pick a team from the English leagues, they just need to win and you're through to the next round. You can pick anyone. This was week one, and I followed you with that Port Vale pick. And that's me out. Brilliant. What an experience. Can't wait for next year.
Do you know what was even worse? Is I obviously entered for the first time, and I was going to pick Port Vale, and I changed my mind and picked Stoke instead.
Still not win as well, so you're through to the next round.
Yeah, Stoke won, yeah.
Go on and win it now. Pick Port Vale for your winning week. When there's two of you left, it'll be Port Vale that get you over the line. Talking about themes, this is a theme that's recurring all too often for me in the last few weeks. My outsider, Schalke, away at Bremen, the odds of 9-4. So nice big meaty odds. 1-0 up going into stoppage time. They conceded a 98th-minute penalty and a Bremen equaliser, and the game ended 1-1. I mean, that, like, the amount of penalties for the opposition I've had in stoppage time has been brutal. And this was another one for the collection. So 9-4 pick, sailing home. Penalty kick, stoppage time. How'd you like it? Not very much.
I mean, I'm sure we'll come on to cover other stoppage time losers. But mine, I actually didn't have a stoppage time loser. I just had a straight up loser in this game. I had taken Como to beat Monza away. Monza went up 2-0, which, you know, you give away two goals. You generally don't come back and win it, but Como did get it back to 2-2, and they got it back to 2-2 with a flurry of like second half, right at the start of second half. So by 65 minutes in, it was 2-2, and you think, oh, they've got the momentum here. No, they conceded an 88th minute goal to lose to Monza, and then got their manager sent off in pretty sterling terms there. But yeah, I'm fine with that. You know, getting close enough that it might have come in was fine. I didn't get heartbroken. I didn't get heartbroken with like Andy style. I was never winning in this game. So yeah, Como let me down there, and I'll be leaving them alone for a wee while.
And like Gordo, my outsider was never winning either. I had Plymouth at 5-2 away at Charlton, and Charlton won 2-0. It was a very weird game though. It was 0-0 at half time, and Plymouth proceeded to have 78% of the possession in the second half and conceded twice. Not really sure how, but I'm not disappointed with the pick. The price was wrong, and I would take that price all day. But I think Charlton will be featuring in my future picks.
Yes, they're 1-0 up currently, so it's good omens.
Yeah, we're recording this podcast Tuesday evening, so there's a full slate of games on in the lower divisions in England, and also some Champions League picks that we'll be looking after. On to the charity picks for this week. I'll let you two go first here. let's do it chronologically in order of what actually happened across the weekend. Obviously, we need all three for money to go to charity.
We do.
Can I just say to you, Gordo, I just want to apologise right now for any shithousery that happened. You are a genius, and that's all I'm going to say.
Well,
even a broken clock is wrong twice a day, Connor.
Yeah. So yeah, I had Aston Villa. I was taking quite a lot of flack for Aston Villa, and deservedly so, to be honest, because most of the game they weren't in it. I watched the match of the day highlights. Brighton had Martinez is such a good keeper. Like for them, he kept them in the game like three times in the first half. They could have been 3-0 down at the break. They weren't. And then I believe it was Ollie, the boy's second name, Ollie Watkins, just ran from the halfway line and banged one in the top corner. And then Brighton were susceptible. You know, they tried to go up the other end, and Villa caught them on the break again. McGinn cross in, deflected back out, and then a second goal for them. So I even called a 2 or 3-0 win in the clip there. However, I don't think I'll be backing them this. I think they're probably still good for it again this week. I think, if you're fancy some meteor stuff there. However, I will take my 140 at Villa and leave it there. So it went on to Connor next, who can provide charity winners like no one else.
Yeah, that's all I'm here for, just for the charity. That's all I'm here for. So I had Konyaspor on Sunday to beat Rizespor. And it got off to a great start. They scored within 27 seconds.
Yeah, getting that notification, I thought it was a game starting notification. It was basically telling me they were 1-0 up already. I was like, oh, this is good.
They were 1-0 up and proceeded to go on and win the game 3-0. But the stats don't tell most of it, to be honest. Rizespor had 27 shots on goal. Not sure how they didn't score. They didn't play like a team who were bottom of the league and not won many this season. But I will take it for a charity victory, and I didn't spoil it again.
Correct, which left us with Mr. Vaughan, who headed to, I believe, was it Denmark? Was this one Denmark? Yeah.
FC Copenhagen against Aarhus. Home win for Copenhagen at 7-10. Nice 70-odd quid for the charity if it came in. Of course, Copenhagen were winning this game until a 95th-minute Aarhus penalty equaliser. Honestly, don't know how I find them. Like, unbelievable. And I messaged you guys. I was like, right, that's us into stoppage time. Just need to see out. And they should easily be able to do that. Next notification was 94 minutes penalty for Aarhus. Like, don't know how I can continually find games where I'm on the wrong end of a stoppage time penalty that actually matters towards the result. But I found another there. That's it. That's me for the rest of my life now, surely. Like, I won't get another one.
Well, what we should do this week is, you know, for the charity, instead of getting Andy to pick, we'll just ask Joey to pick one.
Yeah, just get him back in. Just get him back in. Fly that boy in. Andy, you can take a week off, mate. That was a... I was labelled as the charity killer, but I have been benevolent over the last few weeks with my picks. But you're right. It's just sickening. Like, fucking getting a charity is just unpleasant. But hey, you know, we go again this week, and hopefully, I'm starting to sound like a manager is getting relegated. We go again this week, boys, and that's it. I've got the dressing room still behind us.
I'm not too fussed about this run because it's freaky. Like, I'm on the right side of these. The teams are winning into, like, way deep into stoppage time. And then it's not even a proper goal. It's a penalty that's getting... it's just getting given against them. When it happened again, because it happened twice, I only do four picks. It's happened twice out of two of them. Like, come on. I feel like I'm in the Truman Show.
Yeah.
There's just some guy controlling this, but fuck him over again. It'd be funny.
It's not that funny. I don't know why I'm laughing.
Yeah,
it's not funny for me.
It's quite savage. I can literally just see you sitting in the corner of a room, like nearly crying. Like.
Yeah, that's
See, this is good because if John was here, he'd be like, "You should cash out."
Shut up,
John. No. I'll lose like a man. Give me that zero return. But no, we've got whole host next week, clean slate, whole host of new picks coming up after the break. And if you're on Patreon, a Trample Bet Club member, you'll hear us during the break talk about picks that didn't make the show, but we like the look of. And certainly in last week's show, we managed to hit a good couple of them. So Tokushima Vortis, at odds of almost 4-1 against Tokyo, went and won 2-0. Dundee United beat Aberdeen. Connor, I know you particularly liked that bet at the weekend there. And again, that was an outsider price. So some good stuff during the break. If you fancy joining us for that, head to patreon.com/tramplebet or download the Patreon app and search for Trample Bet and sign up to be a member of the Trample Bet Club. £5.50 a month really helps us out. You get all the extra content and you get to hear us instead of an advert. We'll see you after the break. And now on to this week's picks. So it's the weekend of Saturday, November 27th, 2021. The three of us in turn will take you through a banker pick, something we think is pretty much nailed on, a value pick, something around the even money mark generally, that we think has an extra good chance of coming in, an outsider, something that the bookies have priced up as an underdog and we think has a good chance of securing victory, and then a pick from each of us that goes on a charity treble. So that's £10 of our own money on the treble, and all proceeds go to a charity of our choosing. So to kick us off with the banker bets, I know we were talking about this earlier. a lot of your guys' picks are all on Saturday. For some reason, most of mine are on Sunday. So my banker is Sunday at noon in the German Dritte Liga, Osnabrück versus Freiburg's Vi. So Freiburg's second team, as it were, the reserves. And a home win for Osnabrück is 3-5. Quite a high banker, really. 1.6 to 1. So second place, Osnabrück. 14th placed, Freiburg. This is my banker purely because of how badly Freiburg travel. They've only managed 5 points away from home this season, which sounds not completely horrendous. But when you look at their goal difference, I don't know how they got those 5 points, because they've only scored 2 goals but conceded 15 in away games. So managing to get 5 points out of that return is actually quite good, quite lucky. So they're bad. They're really, really bad on the road. Osnabrück are also one of the league's informed sides at the minute. They've taken 11 points from their last 5 matches. Freiburg have taken 7 points, although once again, scored only 5 goals and conceded 12. So they're either getting absolutely battered or scraping 1-0s. But the 1-0s they're scraping aren't against teams right at the top of the table like Osnabrück are, and they're certainly not happening away from home. Freiburg, incredibly leaky defensively, awful on the road. A team like Osnabrück should destroy them, and they have taken a good few destructions this season. So Osnabrück at home.
It's a good pick, because last week I thought that Freiburg Zwei would have beaten Havelse, and they drew 0-0 with like one of history's worst teams. Yeah. Like they're in the middle of their Derby County Premier League season, and that's like one of the historic, like that'll be a pub quiz question in the Freiburg area. Like, who did Freiburg get lured? Who did Havelse get points off of that season? But yeah, that's a good pick in there. I will take us to Australia for the A-League, and I'm going to be going back into some over 1.5 goals action. This is at 6:05 on Saturday morning, so way before Andy. And this is Wellington Phoenix versus Central Coast Mariners. Both started pretty well. Wellington Phoenix got a one-each draw with MacArthur FC away. Central Coast Mariners beat Newcastle 2-1. More importantly, both games consisted of over 1.5 goals, and that's what we'll be back in here. Let me just take you through some of the historical fixtures. 2-0, 2-1, 3-1, 2-1, 2-8. So I think I'm all right for over 1.5 goals in here. And again, you're getting it at what I consider a big price of 2-9 here. So that's what you're going to get from a banker from me. That is over 1.5 goals in Wellington Phoenix versus Central Coast Mariners.
And I'm going to be Sunday lunchtime, 12:30. And after last week, I should really avoid this well, but I'm going to try again. I'm going to back Fulham away at Preston, and they're 4-5. I got burnt last week, but I can see this one being slightly different. Fulham are the informed team in the Championship. They've scored 19 goals in the last 7, only conceding 1. And they play a Preston side who are not bad. They sit in mid-table. They've beaten teams like Bournemouth and Luton already in their last 7. I just think this Fulham side are a little bit different. They're probably going to go up as champions, and they've got Mitrovic scoring goals. Some very weird stats. I'm not going to roll off XG to you because I don't understand it. But, Fulham have led 11 times at half-time and gone on to win the game out of 18 games. They've actually not been behind at half-time and lost any games this season. So I feel if Fulham score the first goal, then they're probably going to win the game. So I will try again at 4-5 and hope to juice up the banker treble.
Bold.
Yeah. Bold to go back to it, yeah.
Bold, A, in terms of price, and B, in terms of going back to it. I like it. And that will be quite a meaty banker treble. See, I thought my odds of 3-5 were big. Now you just top it with a 4-5. And what's yours, Gordon? 1-16?
It's going to kick off 1-12. I feel there's a bit of drift coming.
Superb. On to the value picks. Again, Sunday for me. This time at 8 p.m, so a late one. In the Belgian Jupiler Pro League, Antwerp versus Oostende. So it's second placed Antwerp against a 13th placed Oostende side. Antwerp, third in the league when it comes to home games. We stand up 15th on the league's road game table. Form-wise, Antwerp have managed 7 points from the last five games. Oostende only taken 3 points. Oostende were also absolutely battered 7-1 at home by Royal Union last week. And having to follow that result with an away trip to Antwerp is not a good situation to be in. So I think this is just a good spot for an Antwerp home win. And you'll get odds of 3-4 on that.
Yeah, I mean, Royal Union were featured a couple of weeks ago for me, but they are a different breed this season.
Steamrolling teams.
Yeah.
They are away from home.
Simply 7-1. Threatening that Belgian league. I'll take us to Germany, the Bundesliga 2. I'm going to be taking Darmstadt away at AUE. I think it's all. Yep. They're going to play against two teams in pretty decent form of recent. Darmstadt 13 points, top of the form table, all 10 points from the last five games, so both being good. However, it's the nature of Darmstadt's wins that make me think this is a good price. Darmstadt were not at the top of the table last week. It was St. Pauli. They went to St. Pauli. They played St. Pauli at home and beat them 4-0. They won their previous week away at Schalke 4-2. They beat Nuremberg 2-0 before that. They've beat Bremen 3-0. These are teams that were relegated out of the Bundesliga and they are thumping them. Now, I don't think I've got enough to be able to withstand that. And I think you're getting around even money for this just now. One of the most interesting things about this is if you look at Oz's recent form, those 10 points they've taken came on the back of only getting 4 points in their first five games. So they're capable of going to shit. And I think Darmstadt will have too much for them. If you look at the goal difference between these two teams, Darmstadt have scored 35 and conceded 16. Oz scored 13, conceded 20. Now, I just think this is a good pick in here. This displaced another pick that I was touting as Andy was looking at values because we're all competing over some slots in here that I think is just as good. But I think Darmstadt's win over St. Pauli at the weekend just impressed me so much that, you know, I had to go on them this week. So you get them at even money. This is a 12:30 kickoff on Saturday.
And now on to Connor's value pick, which is the pick of the week.
I know. I think you might like this pick, Andy, I think. So I'm going to head closer to your guys' home than mine in the Scottish Premiership at 3 o'clock. And I quite like the look of Dundee United at 31-20 or 8-5 if you ship around. I just don't understand the price. I just don't get it. They're playing a Ross County side who sit bottom, who have won one game all season. That was against Dundee FC, who sit directly above them. If I'm wrong, please say, but Dundee United are in fifth. They've already beaten Aberdeen and Rangers this season.
Yep. I think we're in fourth.
Yeah, fourth. I just don't get it. They're 18 points clear of Ross County. They sit in fourth. Ross County are terrible. I just don't get the price. I was trying to do some digging, but I can't. I just don't get it. I looked at a little bit of homework into the last three meetings of these sides at Ross County. Ross County have gone off 21-20, 29-20, and 21-20. And they've lost each time. I just don't get it. I don't understand the price. I don't understand how they've got Dundee United at 31-20 or 8-5. Dundee United are not terrible away from home. Like I said, they beat Aberdeen, and even at home as well, they've beaten Rangers. I just don't get it. And if you want to chip in, Andy, and give me a reason why they're not going to win, then...
No, I love the pick. I've seen every Dundee United game this season and we're good. And Ross County have 6 points all
season. I just don't get it. And that, like we said, one win, and that was Dundee FC. And they
We have 24 points.
Yeah.
They have six. It makes no sense that we're as high as 8-5 at all. And we're playing well. We've got a good, solid unit. We're very solid defensively. We've only conceded 13 goals this whole season. That's the same as Rangers.
When it's difficult as well, which is the thing. Like this last week's game was difficult. Like it was the two teams down to 10 men, and you ground out a result against a really good Hearts team.
I've just got two things on that, and it's just two questions to both of you. Ross County have won once at home this season. Can you tell me who they beat?
Is it Hibs? No, I just to do absolutely awful against fucking Ross County.
So they beat Montrose in the League Cup. That's their only win at home this season. Right.
Yeah.
And what's even worse about this price is that at some firms, Dundee United are the outsiders. This could have been an outsider pick.
There's no reason for it. Not in recent historical head-to-heads, not in current form.
No.
Not on anything. I don't get it.
No.
I think, obviously Ross County could beat Dundee United at the weekend, but you should not be betting on that.
No.
You should be taking an 8-5 on the away team here because it's a huge price.
Exactly. And I can't wait to come back on next week and explain how Ross County won 1-0.
Yeah.
No, but 8-5 for me. Yeah. And
big price, mate.
I think each of our picks makes a good value triple there, I think.
On to the outsider picks. So looking for some underdog value. This is my only game on Saturday. Good traditional kickoff time of 3 p.m. Staying in Scotland following Connor's value pick. And the other side of the city divide in Dundee versus Motherwell. I am going to take Motherwell for an away win here at 21-10. So better than 2-1. Motherwell had a good weekend, a good win at the weekend against third place Hearts. They're now up to fifth in the table. Dundee are really struggling. Ross County are struggling. Dundee are struggling too. They're second bottom. They've only got 10 points so far this campaign. Six of them have come from 7 home games. So they've only managed 6 points from 7 home games so far. Motherwell have taken 8 points from 6 road games. I like this spot a lot for a decent Motherwell against a poor Dundee and a decent Motherwell that's come into a wee bit of form recently. Over 2-1 is too big for them.
I thought this was the best pick that was brought when you sent it across. After hearing the Dundee United one, maybe more so, but it's Dundee are so shit. Like,
it's too big.
Last season I quite often watched the Friday night game in the Championship or the Friday night game, whatever it was on there, and I've seen Dundee play so many times and it was never good. I just did not enjoy the Friday night football that was produced by Dundee, and they are just rancid. They also got a team of just bams. Like, that's the other thing about them. Like, the guys that they've got playing for them are all ex-good players. It's like you went, right, what was smashing 5 years ago or 10 years ago? Right, we'll get him in. So I think it's a good pick in there. And Muller, it would be anyone against Dundee. It was maybe not Ross County, but anyone against Dundee I'd be up for. Outsiders, we talked in the break quite heavily about how this was an outsider glut of the week. So the one that made the cut of a potential 10 for me was Alaves versus Celta Vigo in this game to be a draw. Alaves have drawn 2 of their last 5, but with 3 wins in there, Celta Vigo have drawn the last 3 in a row. These teams are just drawing against better teams than them all the time. Sevilla were the latest Alaves victims of the draw. Barcelona were in there with the Alaves draw. Alaves beat Levante, they beat Elche, they beat Cadiz. This is another team they're going to draw against. Celta Vigo just drew against Villarreal. They just drew against Barcelona. They just drew against Vallecano. I just think this is a good pick in here. It just looks like a draw. It looks like the kind of game that one of us would take either the home or the away team, right? And they would get a 97th minute penalty that would make it 1 each. I just think this game's going to be a really boring draw. I'm not going to give you a correct score here. I don't care what it is. Be it 4-4, be it 0-0, fine by me. You can get that at 21-10. It just looks so drawy. And that's the pick that made the cut for me.
Like Gordo said, there's a lot of outsiders, but my pick is in Portugal on Saturday at the untraditional kickoff time of 3:30, so we've got a little bit more crowd trouble in Europe. And I've landed on Porto Menezes away at Famalicão. They're 7-2. Porto Menezes are 6th, Famalicão are 14th in, I think it's like an 18-team league in Portugal, so 14th isn't great. This game last season, at the same time, Porto Menezes away were 17-10, playing the same side. They're now 7-2. And for the Patreon listeners, we were talking in the break about why prices may change. And I think this is just something to do with fans being back in the stadium. gives you the advantage to the home side slightly, because last year they were playing in empty stadiums. Port Menez are not terrible away from home. They've already beaten Benfica this season. They've drawn with Boa Vista. They've beaten Ovanez. And they sit sixth in the league overall. I just think 7-2 is a little bit too big. It could well be a draw. I just think this price is so big compared to what it was last season. You're giving me 7-2, and it was 17-10 last year.
What was the result in that game last year?
That's a good question. I'll find out if you give me 2 seconds.
Did he beat 7-0?
Port Menez won 1-0 away from home.
Wow. Okay.
The last five fixtures of this meeting, I'll go through them for you. 1-0, 0-0, a 1-0 win, a 2-1 win, and a 2-1 win.
It's not producing your Central Coast Mariners versus numbers, no, are they? No. Really? not quaking that much.
You know, and it's going to be tight. In the league, Port Menez have only conceded 9. They've only scored 10 times this season, and they sit 6. You know, they're gonna sit. They're gonna keep things very tight. It's not like I do fancy it slightly. It's 7-2 is too big.
Yeah,
for a team away from home sitting 6th, who have already beaten Benfica, who are going to be right up there against a team sitting in 14th.
Yeah. No, I like it. I like it a lot.
Always a big fan when you find what you think is a misprice like that. So
yeah,
yeah. Very happy to take that as part of my outsider tricks this week. On to the charity treble, where this week we're going to hit 3 out of 3. There won't be any last minute penalties, no stoppage time, equalizers. It's going to sail in. So to start that off for myself, Cerezo Osaka versus Nagoya Grampus. This is an early morning game on Saturday. I can see from my notes here that it says Denmark Super League Sunday at 3. It's definitely not. It's the Japanese J League.
You've been playing with FIFA save files again.
So we're two games left in the Japanese season, and basically no one has anything to play for anymore, apart from a couple of teams, and one of those teams is Nagoya. They have 2 games to go, sitting in 4th spot. The top 4 get into the Champions League qualification. So something really to play for them. And they need to fend off the teams that are chasing them. Cerezo Osaka, completely mid-table. They can't win, they can't qualify for anything, nor can they be relegated. The teams have played 5 times since the beginning of 2020. Nagoya have won 4 out of those 5 matches. I think the outlier was a 3-0 win when they played each other back-to-back. You remember Cerezo Osaka?
Oh, yeah, they played like
Cup, Nagoya and then, Cup and then League. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So that was the only time that Nagoya didn't win. So 4 out of 5 is pretty good. I expect them to win again here with something to play for when Osaka don't have anything to play for. And the fact that you get them at better than an even money price tag is pretty good. So you'll get a Nagoya Grampus 8 win at odds of 13-10. And hopefully we can kick off the charity bet and get my leg out of the way.
One can hope. I'm in the Sierra B this week. This is another Saturday game. This is actually the last game for me, Saturday at 1 p.m. So if you want to wipe the slate clean for 3 o'clock, I'm the guy for you this week. It's the battle of the Nones, Frosinone versus Pordenone. None is a much better kind of second half of the team name for the second team, Pordenone. They've won none of their last 16 away games. They've drawn 3 and lost, and well, 13 of them. They continually lose 1-0. Must be very frustrating being a Pordenone fan. Frosinone are on the other side of that. They are one of the form teams in the league. They've taken 11 points from the last 5 games, scored 9, conceded 4. Overall in the league, they're doing pretty well. They're in 4th place on 22 points. The leaders, Brescia, are in 27, and the second place team, Pisa, are in 25. So they're not far out of the title race here. Pordenone are going to get relegated this season because they've got 3 points in their first 13 games. They've scored 8 goals. They've conceded 28. I have backed them when they got one of those points, but I've backed against them when they got one of those points. But I don't feel like this is going to be the spot this team are going to be demoralised. Like, they just continually get beat every week. And I like Frosinone here. You'll get them at 3-5 or 4-7. This will drop further down. You know, that's an advanced price. This will be, yeah, you'll be lucky to get this above 1-2 by the time this kicks off, I'd imagine. I just like Frosinone in this spot. So happy to take them to get us on a leg two. Is it Connor, is yours the last of the week? Like, is yours?
Well, mine is, I've just checked, mine is Saturday at 5 a.m.
Yeah, so, I'll be the last one then.
Yeah, that's. I mean, the nice thing about Andy's one is it allows us to back ours as a double, Connor, yeah, yeah. Like, later on. who you got?
Yeah, so if Andy doesn't let us down at 7 o'clock in the morning before I get up, I'll be in England. The traditional kickoff time is 3 o'clock. And I'm actually going to go for a team that I backed against last week. I'm going to be backing Charlton away at Shrewsbury at 7-5. So hopefully this will be the last leg in. It'll be a nice little profitable charity treble for us. Like I said last week, Charlton are a bit of a form team at the moment. Like I said, they'd sat Nigel Atkins and Johnny Jackson, who has come in as caretaker boss, has overseen 4 wins out of 5. And they're currently leading 2-1 now away at Morecambe. So that'd be 5 wins out of 6 if they hold on. We're playing a Shrewsbury side who sit third bottom. Haven't been too bad themselves in the last 5. They sit 9th in the form table, but they've just had so many issues over the past year with COVID and stuff like that. Their manager's not even fully back yet, Steve Cottrell. And Charlton are just arriving this wave of momentum at the moment. The last, like I said, last 5 games, they've won 4 of them. They've scored 12 times, only conceded once. And they've got their players like Connor Washington and that firing the goals back in. So at 7-5, I hopefully will be bringing in the charity treble.
Yeah, no, that's good because between me and you, we've got even money picks each. Yeah, like, if I can steal that little percentile points you got with the top. But yeah, I think that, I mean, they sound good. Like Charlton, that win last week was impressive. And again, tonight, they went up 2-0 tonight as well. So that does bring me onto a little piece, which is that Bet365 have expanded their 2-0 lead to 80 leagues, which is amazing. So I was I texted Andy earlier on today and I was like, the universe is going to have to find a different way to shaft, you know, like, not letting your team go up 2-0. I suppose it already has, which is penalties.
It's stoppage time penalties. We've moved from chucking away 2-goal leads to stoppage time penalties.
But I think the charity, I really like all the picks there, and especially in the Nagoya one as well. Like teams that they're in exactly the same spot as Tokushima Vortis where last week, yep. Where you're like, you've just got something to play for and the other team are like... Yeah. See you in 3 months.
We'll see you next year. Vortis are maybe worth a shot again this week.
They're back up again this week, aren't they?
Yeah. So that's actually maybe a little bonus pick. Yeah, they're away at Shone in Belmere. And Vortis again are priced as big underdogs, 23-10. They are fighting for their lives. They're 17th. The bottom 4 spots. And 17th is the fourth of them, or the first of them, depending how you look at it. 33 points. 2 teams are ahead of them on 36. Shimizu and Shonan, the team they're playing. So that'll be a good game.
Yeah.
Shonan versus Tokushima. And I wouldn't pass Vortis to get something out of it either.
Surprise bonus pick.
surprise bonus pick for all listeners at the end there. And all listeners can join us on Facebook. We have a very active Facebook group. Just search Trample Bet on Facebook. Ask to join the group. Come and join the community. Loads of guys talking about a load of good picks across all sports as well. It's not just football like this podcast is. There's experts in pretty much everything putting up their favorite picks for the weekend. So join us there. Become part of the conversation. And if you want to join us even more and support the podcast going forward, go to patreon.com/tramplebet or download the Patreon app and search for us there. And for £5.50 a month, you can be a member of the Trample Bet Club.
There's only one tier. It's £5.50. It's just over £1. Like, you know, it's £1 a week.
It's buying you a coffee every month. That's what it is. Because he drinks those weird coffees with extra shots of vanilla and cinnamon sprinkles and stuff.
I mean, to be fair, they are delicious, but they have led me to some good picks over the last few weeks. So maybe you should try them.
Diabetes.
That's it. I'm currently being wheeled to the ER.
I spent that on one beer this weekend.
Yeah. 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 So exactly. So it's £5.50 there, and the cheat sheet alone is worth that. Like, you know, it makes it so much easier. So, yeah, it's some great stuff on there. Facebook group's been brilliant. We've had some fantastic picks of recent. Somebody to get carded was one of recent. Was who? I can't remember who put that up. But there was
in the Norway game, was it?
Yeah.
Jerome Els.
Yeah. Really, really good pick.
Incredible pick.
I certainly got involved in that. That was really good. Istanbul, Beşiktaş, Connor. To win in both teams to score was a good one as well. I'm on your booking pick tonight, but I don't think the lad started.
He's on the bench, isn't he?
Yeah, he's on the bench.
You'll get your stake back for that then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've done it on Betfair, and I don't know what their rules are on that. Maybe if he comes on in stoppage time for 2 minutes, that's it. He had his chance at a booking.
He'll get booked. He just punches the ref. He's been told.
You can get booked on the bench. So there's always that option.
My guy from Cole Monza gets sent off, the manager, so that's fine.
That was the podcast for this week, everyone. Have a good weekend. Best of luck. Happy hunting.
Bye.
The Trampled Bet podcast is produced by Andy Bond, Gordon McFarnan, and Gary Black, part of the Sports Social Podcast Network. Find the next show you'll love at sports-social.co.uk.
Sports Social Podcast Network.